You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Oh, this is a interesting one, and one which should be a cautionary tale if you ever think life behind bars might be better than what you're dealing with on the outside. This is a story of a man that's now been sentenced to prison for the gruesome murder and inmate sexual assault. Wade Allen, a 39-year-old man, was sentenced for a gruesome murder and a subsequent sexual assault on a fellow inmate in jail. Allen had pled no contest just a day before his trial was set to begin in January, marking the end of a chilling saga that began back in May of 19. The victim of Allen's heinous crime was his on-again, off-again girlfriend, Kelly Jean Warner. Her dismembered remains were discovered in coolers at his apartment. Additionally, Allen was convicted of sexually assaulting an inmate who reported his confession to the authorities while incarcerated at the St. Joseph County Jail in 2020. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced Allen's sentencing, which includes a range of prison terms. He received 39 to 60 years for second-degree homicide, 2 to 5 years for attempted dismemberment and mutilation, and 38 months to 5 years for attempted third-degree criminal sexual conduct to be served consecutively with the murder sentence. Furthermore, Allen's sentencing encompasses restitution from the victim's burial expenses, recovery of court costs, associated fines, and a lifetime registration with the state's sex offender registry. Defense attorney Luke Knopfinger argued that Allen had endured nearly solitary confinement for the past 4 years, citing this as a factor in his defense. The case also faced delays due to a search and psychiatric evaluation. Defense appeal. Throughout the proceedings, Allen never admitted to killing Kelly Jean Warner, who had underlying health issues. He expressed remorse, saying, "I should have cared for her better. I was trying to take care of myself, let alone someone else. I never have, and I did not want her to die at all. I asked the family to please forgive me. They don't have to, but with or without their forgiveness, I have to forgive myself." Assistant Attorney General Daniel Hagman Clark revealed that Allen had a history of abusive behavior towards Warner and other intimate partners over several years, a fact that they were prepared to present as evidence at trial. The victim of the jail sexual assault appeared via video from a state prison, adamantly asserting that the conduct was not consensual, describing Allen as a monster. The tragic events leading to Allen's conviction began on May 22nd, 2019, when Sturgis police officers responded to a tip regarding a murder and dismemberment of Kelly Jean Warner. According to court documents, the tipster informed the police that Allen had accidentally killed Warner during a dispute, kept her in the bathtub for a period, and then dismembered her, placing her remains in coolers. Allen's subsequent appeal, arguing that the search without a warrant was unconstitutional, was unsuccessful. Surprise, surprise. As the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled that a warrant would have been issued regardless, leading to the discovery of the victim's body. While incarcerated, Allen confided in cellmates about strangling his girlfriend to death. When these cellmates reported this confession to authorities, Allen retaliated by sexually assaulting one of them after they were rehoused together. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, speaking at the time of Allen's plea acceptance in January, said no sentence will be enough to overcome the grief of the victim's family or the anguish suffered by the victims, but hopefully today's plea will allow the healing process to begin. Thoughts on that?
Oh, that is so horrific. And like, he doesn't even admit to killing her, number one.
No.
Despite the fact that they found her remains in coolers. But it's like, I was trying to take care of myself, let alone someone else.
Damn. I don't know.
Did not want her to die, but whoopsie did. So I had to cut her up, and I guess, I don't know. But the guys, you know, with a name like Wade Allen, this guy's life could have gone a number of different directions, because it just sounds like a country artist. Like, hey, let's go to that Wade Allen concert tonight.
And you know what? The Wade Allen concert, you can experience it right now. I have it for you. Because we have the ability now to take a news story and to throw it into ChatGPT and say, write a country song about this news story. And
from country singer Wade Allen?
From country singer Wade Allen. I'm going to be taking on the persona of Wade Allen right now. And I'm going to be singing this song of I don't know what. I haven't even read the lyrics. I just put it into ChatGPT and said, here, write a country song. So here we go. Let's hear the ChatGPT version of the news story. In a quiet Michigan town where the secrets run deep, a tale of love gone wrong made the whole town weep. Wade Allen's dark past unveiled in the court. His crimes against Kelly left a wound in our hearts. Whispers in the jailhouse, confessions at night, a love story turned tragic under the moonlight. In the quest for justice, some stories unfold, but the pain they leave behind is the burden their heart holds. Sturgis police got a tip one fateful day in May, led them to a horror that took our breath away. In coolers and a bathtub, Kelly's memory lay, a life taken too soon in such a gruesome way. Horrible. Whispers in the jailhouse, confessions at night, a love story turned tragic under the pale moonlight. A quest for justice, some stories unfold, but the pain they leave behind is a burden to our whole, our heart holds. Wow. And it just, there's like a lot of verses here. Let's go to, I'm just going to do verse three. Allen spoke of remorse, said he never meant to harm, but the shadows of his past reveal a life of alarm. With abuse and deceit in every chapter he wrote, his actions in that jail, a testament of his woe. Then we got a bridge here, and it goes... Assistant AG stood firm, revealed the truth so raw of a history of pain that Allen's love did draw. The victim in the jail described him with despair, a monster in the dark, a nightmare they both share. And the last verse, just gotta wait for it to hit me right. The system sought justice for the souls that he did wrong. Long years behind bars where monsters belong. The town tries to heal with a verdict now in hand, but the scars remain deep in this quiet heartland. There you go.
You ended it just kind of perfectly.
I know, it kind of ended well.
So I take it the name of it's Whispers in the Jailhouse.
I didn't give me a title. I should ask it. What's the title?
It went back to that twice. That was the chorus. So I'd go with Whispers in the Jailhouse.
What is the title of that song? The song could be Whispers in the Jailhouse.
Whispers in the Jailhouse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wade Allen, if he'd only done something differently.
Again, if he'd just a slightly different path, that could have been... a hit single.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.